Those are the kids.
Okay, we're live.
What? Hello?
We're live.
Hello?
We're alive.
Okay. We're alive.
All right, you do the countdown.
We're so alive.
I'm ready.
Okay.
And I'm fast.
Are you ready? You
like
ready for clouds? That's what I'm waiting for.
Dude, the sound waves.
One. Are you going to count?
I got my cloud.
Oh, for the video?
Yeah.
All right. So you have it reset to 0 points?
I do.
Okay.
Because I've been
so
in my
like,
cloud.
So here, I'll bring it over and we can.
We'll do 1, 2, 3, and then hit play.
It's that spring. tubes.
The cloud tubes. The
springtime.
Get your ears on.
Okay.
Man.
High times.
I was being all bossy.
Oh, sweet. Look at that.
So these are doves, eh?
No.
They're pigeon.
Pigeon.
I brought like two iPads and we could. Each half.
I don't remember. Oh, so the beginning is just sort of B flat and E flat stuff.
Great idea.
I think that's what's coming.
Okay.
I want to play. I can't really.
Yeah. Here.
Let's do it.
Okay.
These mics are live, right?
Keep watching for a moment.
Yeah.
When these clouds clear,
hello?
What you see in the background.
Hello.
We'll just save this.
No.
Oh,
it's kind of personal.
No, do it.
Can I use your guitar? Okay, right now. Like, what time will it?
Yeah.
29:30.
Yeah, it's around 55 seconds.
Okay. I love this crane. I want this to be a really informal show, okay? So,
just let it all hang out, Chris. Everything just hang
what?
Out. Yeah, just informal.
That doesn't mean anything. I'm always informal with you.
Here, will you give me a... E flat or B flat?
Did
you
do this?
So we'll start at the beginning.
Yeah.
With the mean.
Well, I didn't want to.
Do I need to use my iPad or we'll just use your two?
Dude, it's rock.
My two swings. Okay.
It's like
just
how come it says this
one's
E? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that.
It's adorable.
It's so cute.
It's attractive.
What sounds you got there, Chris? Can you make some? There! Keep that going. So how do we synchronize these guys?
I think we'll just do like a...
More, please!
Can
we count? More sound, please! Koto!
We could blink our eyes.
Can we use audio bus?
No, you didn't. Don't let him recognize it. The fingers have their own brain. Here, tell me a story while I'm playing me a little.
I'm having trouble concentrating.
Tell
double.
A double concentrating.
Tuttle concentrating. I thought you would recognize it there, though.
God, no.
Here, let me play the melody. If you hear, I think if you hear the melody, you'll know. I've told you this before. I don't want to steal shit, okay?
Oh, right. We have to
steal the good stuff.
Yeah.
If you squeeze your buttocks really hard on the shit, you'll get some diamonds.
I need diamonds. We could just keep it rolling when we resume. So I hear a ground loop, and I hear it's like. Yeah, it did, but oh wait, test one. Hold on. It's just, you know, it's just me. Yeah, it's my, it's these damn headphones. Yeah, what's it coming in on? Could you just start muting one by one, and I'll tell you when it disappears?
Barely hitting the chords, but it's still taking all of the room. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you agree?
I'm not sure what volume of room.
Fret's got a little
buzz
on it.
Buzzer fret. I think I need to get it repaired.
I know I can hear my voice fine, but it's like all the frequencies are consumed.
That's a lot of frequencies.
That's a lot of frequencies.
It's not. You know how much energy that is?
Are there still a thing?
This on, right?
No, it's not.
Yes, it's kind of weird.
Is Not all. It's not on. Hello, now this mic is no longer wasting the track. It's not on. It's on now. It is on now. It's on now.
Though I mean I have to really try hard and get close to this other mic in order to see if I back off like back here. But this just feels so incredibly bright to me today.
Well, it also could just, you know, I mean, if I try,
can you sing that low note?
We can try that.
That's
try
awesome.
Let's try just lower.
I love to hear the little air flapping through the little vocal cords, mocking it.
I'd like to talk about.
I am air, and I want to go through without being
like
stopped
right
by you, Mr. Vocal Cords.
There's only two notes.
And meanwhile, Mr.
Right,
vocal Cord,
I mean, spelled in the Western,
he has
tradition.
A different
there
agenda.
There are different octaves, but.
Hello.
Okay.
Dude, you're talking right over me.
I'm at least
I
want to
include
light.
You, though. So you and I are two notes. Right?
Yeah. What? Oh.
And
a story
so
of two notes.
Relationship. One is more
okay.
dominant
oh, right.
than
we're
the other.
Relationship.
Yeah. Of notes.
right. I'd say there's
so
a pitcher and a catcher
keep
in
on
this
these
equation.
Two notes, only these two notes. And they're both black notes.
Ooh. Yeah, but. You're racist.
They're both accidental.
I should be represented in this relationship. Are you e-racist?
And you are. I've included you.
Yeah, well, sometimes I don't feel like it. You know, I
look. I have a little violin.
You just go to
playing
work.
Just for you.
You come home. You get on your computer. You don't talk to me.
Ignoring.
Sometimes I don't feel heard. Abandoned.
Sometimes it's such a good mix that. It sounds like it's one note.
Abandonment.
But of course, if one note changes, and there's still just two notes, but now one note changed, right? But only one note changed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new relationship. And even if you go back to the first relationship, it sounds different now because of that other relationship that happened.
In that other relationship, she just doesn't recognize me anymore. I've changed. I was thinking about something related to this over the past week. I've been doing a lot of fluid dynamics and testing and, like, thinking about the difference between vortices and not vortices. Spinning other things that aren't vortices. But it got me thinking that...
What were you doing?
Like, I do these fluid dynamic experiments and stuff where, like, I have a
fish tank. Oh, like the Brownian
tank.
Motion one that you videotaped?
I have ideas that have no names. Yeah,
but
in the vein of that, yeah.
Okay, and cloud motion.
Right,
yes.
Yeah, in cloud motion. Yeah, so, and then, so as I was thinking about some of the mathematics behind the vortices, that... It's actually the drag that is, you know, leveraged in a spinning, rotating donut shape. And the drag along the outside edges versus what's in the middle.
Notice how I'm not talking over you right here. I'm being respectful. Listening carefully to what you have to say.
But
do you feel included now?
I started thinking about it in frequencies and in tones and thinking about the relationship of
I don't want to talk over myself
audio and that You could have.
Go ahead, like, try. Demonstrate three notes. Yeah, I'm gonna laugh over yourself.
Three together. I was kind of thinking right. about, you know how I've shown, but this. Hold on.
The
this series. No,
no. No, really.
Back to the dragon. Just, 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, dragon. We'll be so back. We'll be right back to that, Chris.
E flat up to F. So this time I just quickly want to see.
I'm gonna. This bass right here is just totally gonna misbehave now.
Here's my question for you. Would the B flat move to the F, or would it move somewhere else?
Excellent question. And that comes back to the dragon.
Excellent. Excellent segue.
We all ride the dragon. We're all on the back
giddy
of that.
Giddy up, dragon, giddy up. Giddy up, dragon, giddy up. Riding the dragon, yeah. So
the dragon, so the notes that you pick, yes, so the note that you pick actually, when played with the other notes, they each put a drag on each other. So when you have, when you move that note from the top to the bottom, it, even though you only changed one note, you actually change the whole shape of the sound, which is why it sounds completely different, because
yeah,
the shape was like drug, like magnetically, you know, that note that moved, like physically changed it.
Sure, there's all those aspects too. But for now, the relationship that I want to talk about in terms of these notes is the Western intervallic relationships.
Okay.
Not exactly all the rest of, you know, when you go up the frequency spectrum, you're going to have all sorts of different interactions between the various frequencies. Uh-huh. That's getting a little bit more into the mathematical realm that I want to go right now. But I am interested in what you were saying about your fluid dynamics and the torus.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you were mentioning a torus.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't use the word, but
yeah,
I,
that's exactly
that's what I was.
Not the astronomical sign.
Oh, good. I'm really glad.
Yes, as soon as I was listening, I was going, okay, I know what he's talking about. I can see the movements. I see the lines of force, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so you tell
that's Taurus.
E flat and B flat. Then I've also done F and B flat. But so far, E flat hasn't gotten to go off and be with another note. Only B flat has had that opportunity so far. So should E flat go, should B flat now go to the same note that E flat went to, and we listen to that, or, so it would, so instead of this, I'm not going to do it until you tell me, but, so there's the F and the B flat, here we're back to the E flat and the B flat. Should the B flat go to F, or should it go to a different note?
Can you do it to F and show me what it
sounds
like?
Yeah. So it's a good in. I want to find a good spacing.
Mm-hmm.
So let me reiterate these.
Yeah, it's pretty focused. Its domain is smaller. Yeah, the harmonics on that is where we're being pounded in the bass, which is why it seems so much stronger.
Than
to stop. You know, it's like a that is such a time is like
it really does. It freezes. Things.
Freezes.
It
things.
Sounds frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So then, what happens if? Ever get jealous?
Now we're into metaphor land, of course, because notes wouldn't get jealous.
Of or
In fact, I thought your answer was really good, Chris. The notes probably don't know each other at all.
I wonder if each note.
But I think I had an equally good point. Notes. The notes affect each other, whether
like,
they
you know,
admit
each
it or not.
Like their own dimension.
Yeah.
At least in the piano. No, I mean. I think anything, though, probably.
Yeah, they can't hear anybody.
Even electronic instruments, I bet. Maybe not digital.
But they feel
no,
something.
But there, even the translation from digital into
right, they
analog
might
somewhere along the lines
bigger.
Before it hits our ears.
I think they kind
yeah.
of know.
There's still that interaction. And even if we could bypass the auditory
right.
mechanism,
this guy's note
just getting it into the part of the brain that thinks in terms of sound. That part of the brain will resonate in different ways depending on which notes are hitting it. And a pure tone of one pitch.
There's so many interesting combinations.
Yeah.
There can be like really. Especially when the real world sort of interferes.
Okay. Gotta make it through this.
My plan's not going.
All of a sudden, they sound like instead of this harmony singing
it's
together,
like,
they're kind of like a horn.
Why is everybody running?
Get out of my way! I'm blinded by noise.
Blinded by the noise.
Of the humans. Well, you know, I've been thinking also about resonations, and I was doing this experiment where I had two tubes. Actually, it started with the Coke bottle. Like, well, can I whistle and blow the Coke bottle at the same time, and what type of harmonics, you know, will cause my breath to break down and prevent the bottle from resonating or from my whistle from being able to form. And that's when I started thinking about this, the interference of different air pressure waves and how that relates to vortices. And I got a second Coke bottle, and I was like, well, if I can blow over the top of one bottle, well, I can blow over two bottles, the top of two bottles just fine. I just have to put them both to the side of my mouth. Right? I'm going in like whiskers of a cat. Like
so you have two airstreams, two independent airstreams?
So, because I was also thinking about monopoles and dipoles.
Of course
you were.
For antennas.
Yes.
Because, of course, they resonate as well, right? Because I had looked up on Wikipedia about radio and how is it that radio waves get generated.
What kind of poles were you thinking of again?
The monopoles.
You're always thinking of those poles.
So you weren't thinking of the bipoles.
My bipoles didn't. maybe somebody else's.
You weren't wearing your bifocals.
So a monopole is a single Coke bottle. You blow the top. That's a monopole. And if you, I was like, well, if I take two bottles, you know, will that be a dipole? And so I had to figure. What I wanted to know was, would the air pressure waves oscillate between the two chambers, causing the air to also oscillate as it was just exiting the two tops of the bottles as it exited the other side. What was interesting was it had to be really finely tuned. You couldn't have one bottle be less or more than the other. And what I did was I put water in both of them, and even though it wasn't perfectly pitched, I could actually change how much the volume of the bottle that the water took up by tilting the bottle. So,
right, yeah.
And
because it wasn't beautiful.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you had a neck on the bottles, so that narrowed the volume.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and exactly. So what I found was that the notes really either subtract energy from or add energy to the other. So the frequencies in one bottle would, if out of tune with the other one would become the subtractor and would want to suck energy out of the other bottle, and vice versa, depending on what the pitch was. And
right.
If you could get them perfectly matched, then you could get an oscillation going between the two of them. But it was quite different. I didn't try that.
I bet that'll allow it to still oscillate.
Oh, right. Without collapsing.
You could try the first octave harmonic first.
Cool.
That'll be easy.
Yeah.
But then just keep going up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, and so I have these two bottles. I'm doing the whisker thing, and I'm listening for the harmonics and the oscillations. And
hey, while you do this, I'm gonna play.
Okay, yeah. And so what I did was I took one bottle and I held it up to my mouth, and then I took the other bottle and I held it up to my ear. Now, what does that mean? Well, the experiment that I wanted to do was if I hummed
B-flat
a note, or, you know, if I blew a note into the one bottle, would the other bottle that was tuned perfectly resonate and hear and basically capture that energy and then resonate inside itself. And it did. It was awesome. Like, oh, and the orientation of the bottles is very important. Relative to each other, they have to be perpendicular. They have to be parallel to each other. Because if you think about how the energy comes out the top of the bottle, it's going to be like a bottle that, let's say, it's like in the ocean where its top is going out the up into the bright blue sky and the bottom of the bottle is going down to the deep blue ocean.
Sun's shining.
Well,
outside.
The bottle, if you had two bottles in the ocean kind of bobbing up and down, you'd want them to be
one name's
parallel
Bob,
to each other.
The
because
other
then the energy
Sally,
that comes out of the one bottle, it travels, it's going past the top of the other bottle at the
Mr.
same
Bob,
orientation, and therefore induce in that second bottle
like
the energy that the first that resonated in the first one.
Across the
so basically, it was like an audio version of what radio waves do in a physical sense. But of course, you know, it's not both magnetic and electrical,
what
which
about
is
me?
What a radio wave is.
All I do is wait for the day when our
so
ship will come in.
Notes drag other notes around.
Dragging me around.
And if they're not on the right same harmonics, when you play them together,
got the shoe together,
the harmonic will also drag
together.
The
got
shoe
the
down.
Shoe together. When we met, we were like
day came. We were drunk. We sailed out on the Kerplunk. It was beautiful. A sunny day. They sipped us down like there was nothing but
Big Bertha.
Hey.
Hey.
Wanna get sexy, they said to each other. Meanwhile, Bob, Sally and I, you know my name's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We were kind of tossed aside.
Not that guy.
Kerplunk. Duke hasn't walked in the room
I got
yet.
Your Duke hanging, boy.
We were, Sam was alone, dumped over, suspecting a friend. His friend, his name was Duke. And Sam knew. This might be the last time he sees Duke. Hey, Duke.
See ya.
Yeah.
Duke. Hey, it's the last time Duke. You're gonna see me, Duke.
Are you seeing ya?
Dookie. Duke. Last time you're gonna see me, last Dookie. Time.
There we were, floating in the ocean.
And
we saw that boat sailing away. That was rad. It was just me and Sally, bobbing up and down.
Bob and Sally bobbing up and down.
That's right. It's a sad story.
It's not so sad.
Regret.
We're on total regrets. Different wavelengths. You're off in regret land. I'm like, you know. Just not going there.
Celebrate.
That was a nice bobbing up and down ride.
The days
with Bob and Sally.
And the nights they came by and they left.
Even though it ends on a B minor. Oh no, it's got the F.
Yeah, I was confusing myself.
Good job. You just told me not to do that. Everything okay over there, Chris? Didn't you?
Well, I mean,
like
what?
10 minutes.
How
five,
are,
ten
how
minutes
are things?
Ago, you said, don't. Come on.
I
tell me how things
good.
Are.
Oh,
good.
Oh, no.
You
gave
said,
it
don't
to
waste
me.
Your good time. Don't waste your time on
so
me.
Do
don't waste your. Don't waste your time on me.
Note to self, don't. Lay your iPad on top of your drum pads on your keyboard, because then when it wiggles, you know when it wiggles. So that's the natural rhythm of
we
my iPad.
Got no natural
iPad mini.
Rhythm, but he goes out to and every night. Hope one day might get it right. He's a dancing fool. He's a dancing fool.
Okay, we want to synchronize.
The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. 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 I may be totally wrong, but I'm.
It's been a while that.
Yeah, sure.
Let me see how long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We won't be able to talk as much though. We talked a lot that time.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and start recording.
5 minutes. I'm calling it.
Yeah. Call it.
It. Can't pick a note. I had to run for it.